Penguin Audio presents Heads You Lose by Lisa Lutz and David Hayward. Read by Abby Creighton and Ryan Gazelle.
Editor's note. Dear reader, in the spring of 2009, the New York Times best-selling crime novelist Lisa Lutz decided to collaborate on a murder mystery with a longtime friend and ex-boyfriend, freelance editor and poet David Hayward. The practical workings of the collaboration were as follows. Lutz would write the first chapter and all odd-numbered chapters thereafter. Hayward would write the even ones. They would not outline or discuss what they were working on. Each author would read the other's chapter blind. Neither author was allowed to undo a plot development established by the other. A few details about the presentation of the text warrant explanation. The footnotes within each chapter are comments made by the reading author. The authors also exchanged brief messages when a chapter was completed. These appear at the end of each chapter. The author's initial messages to each other about the potential project are presented on the pages immediately following this editor's note. Lutz told me she saw the project as an experiment, a challenge, a new way of writing that might spur creativity to higher levels. I leave it to you to judge the results. For reasons that will become obvious, both authors refused to come together to revise their work. I present it to you in its original form. While unorthodox in structure, it is nevertheless a novel. It just happens to tell more stories than either author intended. Signed, the editor.
Dave, I just finished the first chapter of a new novel, a real crime novel, with a dead body and all, and I thought of you, and not in the way you might expect. I'll cut to the chase. What would you say about making a go of another collaboration? And no, I have not recently suffered a head injury. There's just something about this project that makes me feel like two heads might be better than one. I know what you're thinking. Yes, our last attempt at collaboration, the FOP, was an epic disaster. A month-long volcano of insults, followed by a few years of complete silence, qualifies, yes? Sometimes I don't know how we survived it, not to mention several other battles. But this is, what, 13 years later? We're older, wiser, and probably too tired to fight with that level of vigor. And maybe the FOP was doomed from the start. When it came down to writing it in the sober light of day, it might not have been the bulletproof idea it seemed over pitchers of beer at the Kilowatt. The story of a double agent valet hiding behind the identity of his moronic, yet flamboyant master is basically a B-movie version of Jeeves and Wooster. Although honestly, I still think there's something there. It just wasn't our fate to realize the vision. More importantly, we were writing that thing in the same room. Facial expressions can ratchet up an already stressful experience. I also think it's worth mentioning that this was back in your poetry days, and frankly, your touches of poignancy and high art references were severely out of place in a broadly comic, mainstream undertaking. Really, I accept equal blame for it. I had no patience and was often quite rude. Let me just offer up an overall mea culpa. But forget about the FOP. This is not the FOP. This is an as-yet-untitled crime novel that I think has some potential. Okay, time to address the other elephant in the room. I know you're still bitter about you-know-what. It's true. In the very beginning, you helped brainstorm a few character details and offered some valuable footwear consultation. But it was always my screenplay, not a joint venture. And after the brutal struggles over the FOP, did you really expect me to ask you to collaborate again? Still, I know you felt betrayed, especially since the FOP went nowhere and my solo project got made, even if it did go straight to video. But that's all in the past. This is my olive branch to you.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?